Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, a survey just released in the UK has found that a lot of British people feel they have bad posture, and the majority of them blame it on having to sit at a desk all day. So is there something that can be done about this? And what exactly is bad posture anyway? Andrew Dunn is a physiotherapist and the founder of personalhealth.ie. Afternoon, Andrew.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
So should we all have, you know, backs as straight as rods?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing we see in clinical presentations is people who have backs as straight as rods and perfect postures are very often the people in the most pain and discomfort. And they're using that metal rod posture to try and alleviate or try and address problems that are underlying. It's actually people who slouch and move in a, you know, in a very natural way that typically have healthy spines and healthy backs. And yeah, I think posture is massively overrated as a reason to manage these issues.
But there's a whole posture industrial complex out there selling us chairs and all sorts of gimmicks.
Yeah, I mean, I probably shouldn't say where my location is in case the ergonomic police come after me. But you know, it is an industry, like you said, and obviously it has some merits. But I think those merits are massively overly weighted. You know, if you're talking about that survey where British people are saying, you know, it's related to work, typically what I think they're saying there is that, yeah, the lack of activity, the sedentary, prolonged positions, you know, they're maybe in a heavy month and they've deadlines and under pressure and they're spending a lot of time and without movement. That is an issue for sure, but ergonomics doesn't address that. Movement addresses that. And ergonomics is a way to, I suppose, passively try and reduce your exposure to lack of movement. And in fact, it's a bit of a band-aid solution where the real reasons to affect change there, you're talking about you need to strengthen the body, you need to get mobility, flexibility, you need to get a bit more movement in. And if that's not possible with your day-to-day job, that's fine, but you've got to find a way to do it in and around the gaps.
Okay, so it's not the fact, it's not even how much you're sitting. It's how much you're sitting rather than the way you're sitting. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, the way we sit isn't going to affect change greatly. It's cumulative and it's sneaky. You know, it sneaks up on people. We see again in presentations in a clinical setting, it might be someone who's been working away for 6 weeks at a time on a project, and you know, cumulatively the pressure has built up in the discs in between their vertebrae, and then they bend down to pick up a pen and they go into an acute back spasm. And you know, that might be someone who's sleep deprived with young kids and financially stressed. And the Lancet, who are absolutely respected medical journal, published work in the last couple of years, seminal work around this, saying a lot of lower back and spinal related issues are actually correlated with stress. Not causative, okay, but the stresses that we face are prolonged sitting at a desk, maybe being sleep deprived, maybe not eating well, maybe losing a bit of strength over time. And those are the stressors that contribute to real kind of issues around lower back pain. So there's a multitude of things at play, but simply kind of, you know, if I was to say to you, Sean, verbally, I can prompt you, sit up straight, Sean, and you'll squeeze your shoulder blades together.
Yes.
Like, is that going to change anything? Yeah,
no.
Exactly. And we all are. And you kind of say, oh, I better sit up right. I better address this. That's not actually making you stronger. That's just positional change.
Yeah.
And again, there's countless people out there who are structurally built a bit different. People with curvatures of the spine, you know, are they meant to correct their posture all of a sudden? What they do in terms of exercise medicine and rehabilitation is they build sufficient strength to manage a curvature of the spine. They can't address it with postural change. So there's a lot going on around that posture industry and ergonomics industry that to me is like stage one out of potentially 10 steps or stages to better spinal health and to better posture and better fluidity of movement and strength.
Yeah, but if you're someone who sits at a desk a lot but you have no problems with your back at all and you're a bit of a sloucher, then would it be, all things being equal, you don't have that much to worry about?
Correct.
Yeah. So, and if you are a person who's getting pains in their back, and as we've just established, it's nothing to do with their posture, what is going wrong in the back there?
So typically what's happening is there's a bit of a prolonged exposure to positions. So there's load that goes through the discs, intervertebral discs in between our vertebrae. And over time, like I said, I use the word sneaky. You don't feel it first, but it's cumulative. 6-7 hour stints at a desk will cause that. Eventually then there's a straw that breaks the camel's back, if that's not an inappropriate phrase to use. So, you know, it's not necessarily one thing. It's cumulative over time. Lack of movement causes lack of circulation around joints, increases inflammation, and we lose muscle strength. So, again, there are people maybe out there listening who repeatedly go home and ask their partner for a massage, or they'll find all kinds of massage guns and ways to try and alleviate soreness and tension in their shoulders and neck. But actually, that's due to weakness in those structures as opposed to muscle tension. And stretching your way out of that or getting a massage is quite a transient short-term fix that doesn't really address the underlying issue.
Andrew, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Andrew Dunn there, physiotherapist and the founder of personalhealth.ie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.